Residents of Ukraine's capital city woke up to a series of drone strikes this morning. The missiles reportedly struck two government buildings and several homes just before dawn Wednesday. The strikes follow attacks over the weekend in Odessa. For many in the U.S., this may sound like a world away and fade into the background of BBC News reports. But for people like my guest today, it's the latest in a series of Russian attacks on a country where much of her family lives. Ulana Bohun is part of the Ukrainian and Ukrainian-American community in Boulder County, and she joins me live in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you. Ulana, you are a first-generation Ukrainian-American. You were born and raised in the U.S. to immigrant parents. How close does the war in Ukraine personally affect you and other people who may be one generation removed from living there?
This war in Ukraine has been something that's been ongoing since 2014, as we know, moving all the way back to what's been happening in eastern Ukraine. And our family personally has connections. We have a lot of family and cousins still in Ukraine, mostly in western Ukraine. However, growing up as a first-generation Ukrainian, we went to Ukrainian school. We had Ukrainian scouting organizations, learned songs, went to Ukrainian church, because at that time we were concerned about independence for Ukraine under the Soviet regime. So maintaining culture, identity, connection with family was a priority for a lot of families of Ukrainian descent. And we're seeing that happening again now with Ukrainians that are coming from Ukraine currently.
So you were mentioning to me prior to going on the air that you wake up regularly to messages from your relatives on the ground in Ukraine. What are they telling you?
So recent text messages have been at that point where they are suggesting that everybody in the country is feeling the war. So it's, you know, defenders on the front lines obviously and clearly are going through so much trauma. But the rest of the country really is suffering as well now with the colder conditions. I mean, here we were in Boulder County at 22 degrees this morning. I was freezing in my car. They have very little energy that they're running. They've got intermittent heat, intermittent water, intermittent internet connection as well. So there's lots of family members that are having a hard time connecting with people. It could be 2 or 3 days before you even know that things are okay. On the flip side, my family and friends that I know in Kyiv as well, they are just consummate optimists that Ukraine will overcome this situation. No matter how hard it gets, their optimism and resilience is something tremendous. I knew that before, and now I just know it even more.
Now, you're part of a local organization known as Sunflower Seeds Ukraine, which seems to be very active in Boulder specifically. Tell listeners a bit about the organization and what it does.
Sunflower Seeds Ukraine, it's a small multinational organization. It's all volunteers. It's headquartered right here in Boulder, Colorado, by a young family who is from Ukraine originally is committed and has really close connections with people in Ukraine. And what Sunflower Seeds does is it meets needs of specific defenders in different parts of Ukraine, and they have connections in Ukraine. So from this side, we build funding and purchase equipment, medical equipment, optical equipment for the defenders on the front lines, as well as some civilian and humanitarian need that is then directly taken to Ukraine, oftentimes by volunteers who may have an extra suitcase as they're traveling to Germany or Poland, that then is met by people on the border in Ukraine and taken directly to where that need is most in demand.
We've had members of Sunflower Seeds on before as guests, so I know there's a core group of people who were born and raised in Ukraine and still have very close ties to the country, but ended up in Boulder due to school or jobs or marriage or other life circumstances. Did many of the folks in the organization already know each other beforehand, or did the Russian invasion of Ukraine make you all more visible to one another?
definitely the what's happening in Ukraine right now pulled everybody together in a way. We had already had a Ukrainian American community in Colorado that was rather small, but as soon as the war happened, it was as if everybody's light just turned on and everybody was feeling this need to be able to do something, pretty much anything. And so somehow we all came out of the woodwork, and now we're forging and building another united, you know, diaspora community in Boulder County.
So a question that I think perhaps many people who don't have ties to Ukraine may be asking as the war wears on and continues to be in the news, but not so much as with as much urgency as before. What on a day-to-day level would Ukrainians lose if they gave in and became part of Russia?
That is not even a possibility for Ukrainians. It's not a possibility for the supporters of Ukraine all over this world. That will not happen. And that resilience and strength in national identity is something that just simply can't be taken away. And so organizations like Sunflower Seeds Ukraine are really, you know, at the forefront. Other organizations in Colorado, Ukrainians of Colorado, Limbs for Liberty, CO4UA, we're all doing everything we can to make sure that will not happen. And for more information about Sunflower Seeds Ukraine, please, if you'd like to, go to www.sunflowerseedsukraine.org. It has more information about this organization, as well as ways you can help.
And if people want to find out a bit more about Ukrainian culture in general, are you organizing, does Sunflower Seeds have any kind of spaces for that? Are you organizing any events in the coming weeks or months?
So Sunflower Seeds Ukraine is working really closely with other organizations in Colorado, like Ukrainians of Colorado. They just had a holiday fair a few weeks ago where you could learn about Ukrainian culture, taste Ukrainian foods. That will be continuing. I am 100% guaranteed of that into 2023. So keep your eyes out. Again, you can check that website, www.sunflowerseedsukraine.org. And oftentimes we'll post local happenings.
Okay. Do you have those are my questions. Do you have any final thoughts, Ulana Bihun, just for the listeners in general?
Oh, for the listeners in general, any amount of support or talking about the war, other things that are happening. Remember, it's not just supporting defenders on the front lines right now. It's also supporting everyday citizens who are cold, oftentimes hungry, and needing our support.
My guest today has been Ulana Bihun of Sunflower Seeds Ukraine. Thanks so much for coming into the studio this morning.
Thanks so much for having us. Thank you.